Hey, this is George.
And this is Sarah.
And we are
Talking Messy,
where tough love meets compassionate honesty.
We may be 0% politically correct, but we're 100% emotionally intentional. So here's what. Every once in a while, I really, really enjoy pissing off Sarah.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh no, don't pick on me.
No, I'm gonna make you throw up in your own mouth here. Oh. All I have to do is say one word. Consent.
Okay, it's not that I don't believe in consent, obviously. Like, consent is necessary. Yes. I feel like I have to clarify why I have an issue with this. Oh. No, it bothers me that we have to have this conversation about consent, that it's become so, like, mainstream media these days because people don't get it. And that boggles my mind and just... it offends every cell in my body.
So you think it's just sort of human level, you should be a decent person and get consent. This is a given, like,
yes.
Consent. Like, when somebody says, oh, I'm a nice guy, and you're saying, like, that doesn't score any points with me. That is the baseline of, why are you telling me that? This should be understood. This should be a given. Like,
right.
Why would I go out with you again if you're a total jerk?
Like, right.
Yeah. But no, I was actually really inspired this weekend out eating donuts, because everything that we do revolves around food around here.
Yep.
And I heard somebody talking in reference to his boyfriend that he had and saying, I was constantly checking in with him when we were messing around.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, light bulb, checking in.
Checking in is so important. And it's such a better way to put it. It's not as... especially in the age of consent that we are in right now, I think it's a better, less threatening term to use.
It's less cold and it's less formal. Mm-hmm. Consent seems very contractual and business-like.
Right. So
checking,
like,
in seems much more continual, something you should do on a regular basis.
Right. And, you know, when I get a new client, they sign informed consent. You know, right. I mean, it is very, very cold and sterile. And so I think that, yeah, in the checking in process, we do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
With, where are we on our finances? Where are we on this? I mean, we check in at work with, you know, coworkers of, like, where are you on this project? Whatever it happens to be. And I think it's a much more pleasant conversation to have, mm-hmm, than do you consent?
Right, it is more palatable. You and I went to a class together.
Yes.
Where the person leading the discussion just threw out, what is consent? And it was like crickets, mm-hmm, afterwards. We were all thinking, what are we supposed to answer this?
Awkward moment.
It was. And even as we began to discuss it, we found that none of us could really agree, and by the end of that hour, I felt as confused as I was when the whole thing started, and I didn't know if it was a rhetorical question or not.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up with the age of no means no.
Yes.
And this might be a personal thing with me. Also, being a female, it was no means no. I thought, well, that's obvious. Hello.
Right.
But
makes sense. What?
Then it came... yes means yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I got very confused by this as a grown-ass female who definitely means no, and I may have a right hook to follow it up with if you need that.
Right.
Because one of my friends who's a guy, he said, well, the way I was brought up in that is no means try again.
Yes. Yeah, and that's a big message that I'll, and I don't even want to limit it to men, because I think even women get that message sometimes.
Well, yeah, because we are taught as a society that persistence is an admirable quality.
Right, right.
And, you know, sometimes you are having that sort of tease of yes, no, yes, no. And you thought, okay, I might give it one more try. But after you're hearing no, 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 then yeah.
Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, women are taught to play coy. Be mm-hmm. coy. Don't put yourself out there, because then, you know, men will expect things from you.
Right.
Or, you know,
sort of that tradition of if the check goes down, whoever offers to pay, somebody should resist at first. Oh, no, I'll get the check. No, I'll get the check. No, yeah, no, no, no. And you're supposed to have that tug of war as a part of polite society, whether it's in bed, whether it's picking up the check at the restaurant, whether it's business negotiations. You're supposed to have some sort of tug of war where everybody feels like they've negotiated their way into the correct spot.
Right. It's my power play.
Right. Ugh. So, I mean, I do understand the where people get confused about consent, but when I heard checking in as a whole different way to view it, like I said, it seems more consistent and more continual than just sign here, please, to give your consent.
Right. Every encounter that we have, you must sign.
Yeah, that's the other thing. When it comes to yes means yes, you shouldn't assume it the next time around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And honestly, I had a conversation with a friend of mine recently about blanket consent.
Okay, let's clear that up. Blanket consent.
So what do you especially mean? With like certain dynamics like dom sub, master slave, in those kind of dynamics, it's some people, I shall say, say, you know, once you agree to this, you always agree to this. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that a blanket consent is really healthy for a relationship.
It is difficult because you do go past certain levels in a relationship, but blanket consent, let's say with sex, like we've had anal sex, not me and Sarah, we haven't had anal sex with each other, but say you've gone to that level of something like that, that's pretty intimate for a lot of people.
Right.
You don't assume that it's always on the menu.
Right.
Or oral sex. We were talking about some people are not super comfortable receiving oral sex.
Right.
You shouldn't consider it's on the menu every time.
Right.
How do you negotiate that?
I think people have difficulty having sex conversations, for one. Whether that comes to, you know, using protection or whatever. I think the sex conversations are difficult in our society because we're taught that, you know, sex is dirty and all this. We're not a very sex positive culture. And so when it comes to this may not be on the menu, how do we, you know, expressing that to a partner, really it's expressing your expectations or expressing your preferences, and being able to say, no, I'm not really into that right now. And
not tonight.
But the difficulty is when the partner gets offended or gets upset or whatever. It's like, well, you liked this before.
Right.
It's like, okay, now we have a problem.
Yeah, because when you get into that, it's almost as if there's some sort of sense of ownership over you of, well, we're together and this is the things that people do when they're together once they've reached a certain level with each other. And
some people.
Yeah, some people. And now you're my boyfriend, you're my girlfriend, whatever. So we're going to have this on the menu at all times.
Right.
And that's definitely ownership. To which you would say,
slavery is dead.
Slavery is over. Yes. We discussed that.
Yes. We don't own people as property. Like, it doesn't matter. I mean, a certificate, a marriage license is not proof of ownership. It's not, you know, being a label of boyfriend, girlfriend. It's not ownership. And so by putting that expectation on your partner, well, this is what it means to be in a relationship. Maybe to you, but maybe not to your partner.
I know personally I have felt that way when dating somebody before, once we've crossed the threshold of actually like having intercourse. Then the next time you go out, you think, okay, well, I guess we should do it again. Or I'm in their bed. That means that we're going to be naked. And that's not the right time to discuss consent. I think being naked is a great time to discuss consent.
Yeah, I think it's the perfect time.
And to check in. Yes. Like I said, that's why I loved the checking in thing. I'm so hot on this right now. I'm like, yes! It's a great time to stop and say, even playfully at first, or, you know, do you want to do this? Do you want to go forward with this? And then I will literally stop if I'm not getting any response that I understand. I will say, no, I'm serious. I'm not moving forward with this unless you're okay with it.
And right.
I think it's totally fine to check in when you're naked. That's probably one of the better times.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And afterwards, even.
Yeah. Oh, I absolutely love the after check-in of like, what did you like? What did you like? I'm going to give my little satisfaction survey at the end. Like,
were you satisfied? Exactly. Were you very satisfied? Needs improvement.
Exactly. Like, what was good? What was bad? You know, where was your head? Like, those kind of things.
I mean, not
physically.
If you don't know where their head was physically, right. There are bigger problems.
Not physically. But not like, you know, what was your mindset? What were you... You know, were there any thoughts? Were there things that popped up for you that we need to discuss?
This is a super good idea when they did something you really, really liked.
Yes.
That you went, ooh, we haven't tried that one before. Let's keep that in the rotation for a little
exactly.
while.
Exactly. Like,
because they might not get that you were way into it.
Yeah. And it's not necessarily the customer satisfaction survey. Is to report on the negatives. It's also mm-hmm. great for positive reinforcement. And mm-hmm. you know what? That was really, really fucking awesome. Like, we're going to do that again for sure. Mm-hmm. Check.
Mm-hmm. And that is, I mean, when you think about it, giving positive affirmation to things, that is a little synonymous with the yes means yes, and you're okay with that, and let's think about doing that again. So that gives some consent. I don't know. It's hard. It's difficult to suss it all out, but I just know that I like to think of it in terms that are more personal and less like a transaction.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
Were you very satisfied with that answer?
Yeah.
Were you satisfied?
Yeah. Very satisfied. Dissatisfied.
Do you consent that we have talked about consent now?
Yes. And, like, break it down to consent of, if it's yours, don't touch it.
Yeah. Like, you learned that as a child. Right? If it's not yours, don't touch it.
Exactly.
Like, respect people's personal bubbles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this, I know earlier we were talking about the consent of, like, pregnant women. Don't touch a pregnant woman's mm-hmm. belly. Like, ask first. Or,
yeah.
you know,
talking about touching
say, hey,
hair.
Do you want to touch it?
And it's anybody's hair.
Yes.
People will touch my hair when it's weird colors, just so they can see if it feels, like, bleached out or whatever. Just like.
Yeah. Yeah. Respect me.
Just
ask me.
Mm-hmm.
Ask me first.
Respect my bubble. Yep. At least until I've had some coffee or a snack.
And your bubble may be bigger than my bubble, or smaller than my bubble.
Don't brag about your bubble. I'm going to touch now. I'm going to, we got to go, because now I'm going to touch Sarah. Ew, that was weird. Comments, questions, knock knock jokes?
Shoot us an email, talkingmessy@gmail.com.
And that's my story.
The end.